Well, good Friday morning, beloved. It is great to be able to begin the last day of the week with you. Today we are in Psalm 17, and today's reading is a prayer for God's help. The psalm writer was probably falsely accused, or he faced unwarranted threats, and the prayer is a plea for justice. And God's saving word for us as we finish the week is justice and peace. So let's begin reading Psalm 17 at verse 1. Listen, O Lord, to my plea for justice. Pay attention to my cry for help. Listen to my honest prayer. You will judge in my favor because you know what is right. You know my heart, and you have come to me at night. You have examined me completely and found no evil desire in me. I speak no evil as others do. I have obeyed your command and have not followed paths of violence. I have always walked in your way and have never strayed from it. I pray to you, O God, because you answer me. So turn to me and listen to my words. Reveal your wonderful love and save me. At your side, I am safe from my enemies. Protect me as you would your very eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the attack of the wicked. Deadly enemies surround me. They have no pity and they speak proudly. They are around me now, wherever I turn, watching for a chance to pull me down. They are like lions waiting for me, wanting to tear me to pieces. Come, Lord, oppose my enemies and defeat them. Save me from the wicked by your sword. Save me from those who, in this life, have all they want. Punish them with the sufferings you have stored up for them. May there be enough for their children and some left over for their children's children. But I will see you because I have done no wrong. And when I awake, your presence will fill me with joy. And today's key verse is Psalm 17, verse 6, where the psalmist writes, I pray to you, O God, because you answer me. So turn to me and listen to my words. Now, that's one thing that any of us who have walked for any amount of time with the Lord have come to know and to appreciate, and that is the faithfulness of our God. And the psalmist is saying that the reason that I come to you, the reason that I ask you, the reason that I know that you will save me is because you've always been there. You've always been there for me. You've always answered every prayer. And beloved, that is true in our lives too. God's faithfulness is something that we can embrace, that we can cling to when our present situation may seem impossible. We know that despite what our physical senses tell us, God is here. He's still in control, and he's still winning the battle for us. Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, you know my heart, and when I pray to you, I trust that you listen to my words. I thank you and praise you for revealing your wonderful love for me and for your steadfast care. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be in Psalm 26, a plea for God's declaration of innocence. But before then, don't forget Sunday morning. What a wonderful crowd we had in church this past Sunday morning. And hope to see even more there this coming Sunday. And again, if for some reason you're sick, you're out of town, whatever is going on, you just can't make it into church, don't forget that you can join us live on Facebook and on Zoom. The instructions are in your bulletins. And so, until next time, beloved, may God richly bless you is my prayer for you.